Marty Lurie here as we get ready for Giants baseball, joined by just a tremendous athlete, tremendous hitter, and that is Kyle Schwarber of the Phillies. Kyle, nice to see you.
Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
Oh, it's always a pleasure to have you on. And come on, you're an Indiana guy, and you know we have many sports talk show hosts in the Bay Area who love Indiana, so you got that going.
Yeah, you know what? Indiana Hoosiers, we all travel pretty well around the country. So, you know, it's always good wherever you're out in the outfield or whatever, you hear go Hoosiers or something like that. So it's always a good time.
Yeah. How did you end up in Philly? How did all that come about? Because you had choices, obviously, over the winter.
Yeah. I think the biggest thing was, one, the opportunity to go to a place and win. I've had the luxury throughout my whole career that I've pretty much been on – winning teams, and I think I've only missed the postseason 1 year, and that was just kind of like a really big piece of criteria that I want to go somewhere that I think that we have a chance to go to the postseason and try to go deep in the postseason. Possibly, you know, obviously the goal is to always win a World Series, but it's not always going to be. It's not easy. It's not easy to win a World Series. But, you know, you just want the opportunity to try to go out there every single year and to win one. And I think that was the biggest piece of criteria. And I think, too, that the fit overall was really good. That, obviously they were short. They didn't have a left fielder. And, I wanted to make sure I was still playing defense every single day. And, staying sharp out there, but it was definitely a good fit. I'm happy that it was definitely on the top of my list where I wanted to be, and I'm happy that it came to fruition.
Boy, nice to have Kyle Schwarber with us. You know, when you look back at the history of a player, and you say, "Boy, how did they start off?" And boy, you have a World Series in the beginning. How about that?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I always tell this story that 2015, my rookie year, we're going in to play the wild card game, and Chris Norfia, played for a long time. I think he was maybe around 10 plus years, and he looked at me, he said, "You better enjoy this, because I played." He played for 10 plus years, and this was his first postseason, and that kind of stuck with me always. That always making a postseason was very special, and then obviously in 2016. For me, what I went through, obviously, I had a knee injury and missed the season, and this was able to come back and try to help the team win in the World Series and put the cherry on top. That was just a special year for me, and I definitely want to keep doing that, and I want to make sure that I want to be a part of a full season too, and try to go get one as well.
It's funny because you're a very unique player. You're a big guy. You play defense, as you said, in left field, first base. But you're a leadoff hitter, and you get on base, and you're that kind of player. How does that all come about?
I would say that this kind of naturally was, something that I had was, the strike zone awareness, I guess. It can be good, and it can be bad as well. Sometimes you catch yourself taking too many pitches versus, swinging at some pitches. But, if I'm able to, work counts and, if obviously, I can hit home runs, I can hit a double, but also, too, if I can grind a guy out and get the 3-2 and take that pitch and pass it on to the next guy, he's able to see, those 5-6 pitches, that guy worked pretty hard to throw those pitches, and now he might leave a mistake for the guy behind me.
It's funny, I was talking to Larry Boa about this, and I do these previews of the pitchers on the weekend, and I find that the first pitch is put in play so often, and they're hitting 400 because everyone pitches backwards. Now, you take pitches, you grind it out. Do you let that fastball go by?
There's definitely going to be times when you do. You're going to go up there, and you might want to just see a pitch. That's to let the fastball go by. And also, too, there's going to be times where you want to be aggressive and you don't want to let that first pitch fastball go by, or you just don't want to let that first pitch strike go by, even if it is a breaking ball. But, it's all kind of situational, the way the situation dictates. Obviously, if you're leading off the game and, you think a fastball is going to come, if it's in a good place, why would I want to take it? Maybe as you're going into your third, fourth at bat, The situation might dictate something different, and you might want to try to work the at bat, or you know, just try to get on base any way possible.
Boy, you know the game. It's nice to talk to you, Kyle Schwarber. You know the game. You ever think about your future in the game when it's all over? What you'd like to do?
Definitely. I've talked about it, but you know, I think I would better be served maybe at home and, you know, going some high school coaching, or maybe getting to college coaching. But you know, I definitely think it takes a special type of person to be a coach in this game, and they are, you know, I know for a fact our coaching staff is one of the best staffs I've been around, and to see what they do on a daily basis and see what they sacrifice on a daily basis for so many years, it's unbelievable. And you know what, for me though, I think that I would definitely want to go back home and pack the youth and try to get some more baseball players out of my hometown.
Boy, interesting. What sort of a manager would you be? Now, look, Joe Girardi's gone. Rob Thompson's here, and this team has just taken off. And, frankly, they look like one of the best teams in the National League right now. How would you manage if you were the manager?
If I was the manager, I think you kind of just use your eyes, let the game tell you what to do. See the way that, you know, obviously our starting staff is a very strong staff, and you kind of let them tell you when they're done. And you know, the lineup's the lineup, right? You know, we got a lot of really good talented players, and you want to also make sure guys are rested and things like that. But you know what, I'm happy that I'm player number 12, and I'm not manager Schwarber, because I would probably lose a lot of sleep at night.
I hear you, absolutely. Kyle Schwarber, nice to have him with us. All right, you're leading the league in home runs. Come on, how about that?
That's fun. National League, this, yeah, I mean, everyone always asks, you know, do you try to? I go, absolutely not. No, you know, for me, I just try to hit the baseball in the barrel and go from there. And, you're fine. Just go and put the barrel, the bat on the ball, and if I do that on a consistent basis, I have a good chance at something good happening.
Yeah, a lot of good things are happening for you, and you're healthy and playing, and this Philly team is a very dangerous team. Looking at home runs, let's talk about Aaron Judge for a minute, because, you know, the home run story is always a lot of fun to watch, and he's got a shot at 60, and every day you wait to see what he's going to do. Home runs still kind of rule the game.
Yeah, I mean, it's really cool what he's doing right now. I think it's good for the game, and you know, I think it's cool too because he's also just a really good hitter as well. It's not just the swing for the fence guy and you know, punch out. No, he does a lot of things well at the plate and puts himself in a good position to succeed. And you know, and it's good for the game. I'm happy for him, and you know, if he keeps doing that, his future's going to be bright. Obviously,
he's going to make about $400 million over the winter. How about that?
Yeah, good for him.
Absolutely good.
I think he offered that. No.
Nice to have Kyle Schwarber with us. All right, this ball club did make a big turnaround. And look, they were floundering, and the Giants saw you early in the season. What happened? How did all this thing turn around?
You know, I think we all knew what we had in the room. Obviously, we didn't get off the start that we wanted to get off to. If we just kept our same mindset that we had. Obviously, don't get me wrong, like we wanted to start winning baseball games, but we knew what we had. If we didn't go out and reach for more, or try to do more, you know, that would only hurt us. If we just kept, you know, keeping steady, keeping the same pace on our work, because the work that we do is very good. We stay prepared, and I'll go to war to think that we're one of the most prepared teams whenever we step on the field. But you know, if we just do that, good things would happen. And obviously, we face adversity. You know, we had some guys go down as well, but we had a lot of young guys step up, and it's really cool to see how those guys really are stepping into their own as Major League Baseball players, and It's also cool to see how some of our veteran guys have really stepped up and leading these young guys and putting on good examples for these guys to know what it's like to be a Major League Baseball player.
You know, it's interesting with Kyle. You know, you could get lost a little bit. You know, you got Harper. You know, you got Castellanos in there. You got Real Muto. And you don't have to be the guy all the time. That's pretty good.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think for us, it's just about being the best version of ourselves every single day. And, you know, no one can be a Bryce Harper. No one can be a Nick Castellanos. No one can be a JT Real Muto. No one can be me. You know, we're all versions of ourselves. And, if we try to strive every single day to be the best version of ourselves, don't get me wrong, there's going to be good days, there's going to be bad days. But we don't want to, like I said, reach out and try to be something that we're not, because that can only hurt us. If we just keep working and building ourselves up to try to improve what we need to improve on, that's a really good version of ourselves.
One more exciting season for you guys, the Phillies. Looking at Alec Bohm and what he's done for this, he's hits third. Come on. I talked about you guys being hidden. How about him? And all of a sudden he's hitting third, and he's been a major part of the turnaround.
Yeah, you know, he's an exciting player. To see the work that he's actually put in from, in spring training, when, this guy is going out there and working every single day in spring training, trying to, really hone in on his swing and the changes that he wanted to make, and to see the progress of the season, to see where he's at right now, to where he's in the three hole. He's having a great year offensively, and I think the biggest eye-popping thing is the way that he's played third base, that people try to knock the defense, but if you watch on a consistent basis, that he's actually played a really, really good third base, and it's fun to watch. And I'm excited to see where the years down the line where he's going to end up and be.
Very good. Well, it's a pleasure having you on. Indiana football, anything you could say?
We're going to have to see how they do this year.
You got to show up.
Yeah, obviously it's going to be a tough Big Ten. So hopefully we have a good year and we can have another 2020.
Okay. All right. Kyle, thanks so much. It's been a pleasure.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
More coming up, KNBR 680, 104.5, the sports leader.